Now, we continue to the next room. You are now in the Hall of the Crucifix. A quick glance at this room is enough to understand the main feature of this section, but also of the whole collection due to the eclecticism, constant variety of different works, and collections placed in constant dialogue with each other. When first entering, turn to the right to see the first showcase dedicated to liturgical objects. Among many we will point out, inside we see, on shelf 1, a copper crucifix of incredible expressive power despite its small size. Interesting work because it probably dates back to the period of a transition between the depiction of Christus Triumphans and Christus Patiens, an unequivocal Carolingian reminiscence. Franco/Germanic art, area of Maus, 10th to 11th century. On shelf 2, we see the Navicella incense container for ecclesial use, and blue enamel with inserted copper/gilt brass decorations. Beautiful example of sacred goldsmithing, thanks to the refined and delicate execution of Venetian enameling. Italian art, Venice, 15th century. Continuing to your left, you see a beautiful chest of drawers in walnut, with a polychrome terracotta bust above it depicting Baccio di Montepulciano in mature age. The excellent workmanship and expressiveness of the work, the tradition that sees the self-portrait of a great master in this masterpiece, leading to the possible identity of Vittorio Pocchini as the author who created this piece at the end of the 19th century. Looking up at the wall, you can observe a beautiful pear wood crucifix with remarkable and noticeable influences, memorable for the aesthetic balance for which it created, for the curious characteristic that the arms are movable to be able to transform the crucifixion into a deposition. Central Italian art, 15th century. In the next showcase you can admire, shelf 1, a small collection of porcelain, some of them from Southern Italian art, Capodimonte, 18th century, others from Meissen, 19th century. Shelf 2, on the right, a box with a complete set of buttons embellished with crystals, Southern Italian art, 18th century. In the center, an ostrich egg, curious artifact decorated with a hunting scene for a cetacean, which is a whale or dolphin. Northern European art, 18th century. Shelf 3, on the right, a flask from the Polvere di Spare, in sheet metal, covered with red, amaranth velvet, decorated with allegorical figures and Medici coat of arms, Tuscany, 17th century. Continuing on the opposite wall, on the far right and far left, polychrome consoles in canvas and wood, rare examples of stage equipment, coming from the small theater located in Patrician, which is an aristocratic or nobleman house in Arezzo, Arte Italia Centrale, 18th century. Above, two ornamental triumphs and two-tone ceramic, Central Italy, Deruta, 16th century. On the right, in the wall above the console, a painting depicting the ecstasy of the Saint Margaret of Cortona. Interesting work attributable to the Cerchia del Sassaferrato, with the saint depicting half-length, accompanied by the dog, Northern Italian art, 17th century. On the left above the other console, a painting depicting Saint Paul the Hermit in prayer. Excellent pictorial work attributed to Luca Giordano, 17th century, 18th century. Turning now to the shop windows, you will find first on the right, shelf 2, in the center, Parrot di Signora, a rare object also for the refinement and realism of the execution, 18th century. Shelf 3, a cup basin on foot, exceptional for the intensity of the predominant formal balances on the chromatic effects. Splendid testimony of the encounter between Art of Venice and the Renaissance influence of Florence, Venice, Murano, 16th century. Shelf 3 and 4 contain objects for the pharmacy and experimentations in physics and chemistry, unspecified province, 18th to 19th century. Turning to the next showcase, on shelf 1 we see a pair of Bohemian goblets in light green glass, baluster-shaped stem and decorated cup at the wheel. European manufacture, 18th century. Next, a pair of flutes in brown glass, Bohemian type, with garland decoration engraved at the wheel. European manufacture, 18th century. Shelf 3 contains raised or upper cup engraved with a diamond point, baluster-shaped stem, and the horizontal plane decorated with a large band with geometric motifs, Venetian art, 16th to 17th century. Holy water soup for chapel/the oratory, which is the small chapel, with open work decoration and pink/purple ribbon. Venetian art, 17th century. Singular pitcher, a canteen, derived from the Catalan prototypes, with a thin spout ending and used to quench the thirst with the gush technique. Tuscan, 17th to 18th century. In the third showcase, we admire, on shelf 2, East Asian art artifacts of various ages and provenance, ritual objects configured in the form of a human skull in silver bearing the symbol of the yin-yang on the forehead. Eastern Asia, 19th century. Paper fans decorated with watercolor and silk cases for objects of this kind, adorned with the genre scenes or geometric decorations. Chinese art, 19th century. On shelf 3, the objects on the left are a pre-Columbian art, including the collection of heads and small sculptures in terracotta, ranging from South America, Ecuador, from the 5th century BC to the 5th century AD. The second is silver pins, South American Incan art, Peru, 15th century. On the right, Egyptian art artifacts. One, the funerary mask in wood, coming from the dynasty of the 26th or 25th century BC. On shelf 4, we see a bronze statuette depicting Osiris, an Egyptian god of the deceased, in the guise of a mummified pharaoh. In the center, prehistoric cult/proprietary sculpture of a Stiatophagia woman called Venus of Arezzo, about 22,000 years BC, together with the objects of lithic manufacture, scrapers, blades, hand axes, arrowheads, etc. Middle Paleolithic, Neolithic, and Neolithic, from 20,000 to 3,000 BC. In the center of the hall, on the Frantino table, which is a medieval table, in walnut, Central Italy, Umbria, 14th century, an interesting resulting crucifix, on front of which Christ on the cross and, in the lobes, Madonna, two praying saints and Saint John on the reverse, the Eternal Father blessing, and in lobes, symbols of three evangelists and pelican. In our opinion, the artifact results from a collage composed of elements of various nature and origin. Italian art, 15th to 17th century. Unique bronze container in the shape of a frog, probably intended for the conservation of perfumed essences. Indonesian art, 20th century.